podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family. Jalan, 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 jalan. Hello, welcome back to My Mate Bought a Toaster. I am delighted. I know I start that every week. I start with those words. Come on, there's got to be something better. Listen, it's Andy Peters. I'm just so happy that you're here, Andy. Thank you for joining me on the show.
You could have said, it is a privilege. That would have been different words.
Okay, right. I mean, this is how our relationship started, Andy, years ago when you were telling me I had to be a presenter. That's the sort of notes that I used to get. Use better words, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Use better words, Tom. Otherwise, you'll end up doing a podcast in 20 years with Andy Peters.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm glad I used bad words. It is a privilege that you're here, Andy Peters. I'm so happy that you said yes to this because I thought this was a long shot. I was like, I don't know if Andy's going to jump on this podcast, but I've seen you on your Instagram talking about how much stuff you buy on Amazon, and I knew you'd be perfect.
Well, do you know what? People always go, oh, in your line of work, you have to say yes to everything. Literally, I'm like, no, quite the opposite. I say no to most things. And to be honest, a podcast would have been an absolute no. But then I read it and I thought, I know you and I do think the idea is hilarious. I want to see what joy you can take. And it was, you know what, quite nice to go back and look at my Amazon. And just for anybody listening, on the app on your phone, it only shows you literally the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. But if you go online, it shows you everything.
You can go
from the day you first purchased. It's extraordinary. And then now I'm quite proud because, as I'm sure it's about to, I was quite an early adopter.
So when was your first one then? Did you go right back to the start? What year did you...
Yeah, I sent it to you. 2001,
2001 was the first one. Okay, good. All right, so here we are. We've got 2001. Here we are, 6th of September, 2001. And that's nearly 20 years ago, Andy. All right, let's...
Yeah, I see. Early adopter.
Right in there. And you've bought, right, the first thing you ever bought, £14.75 on Ken Hom's foolproof Chinese cookery. Nice.
You see?
Very nice.
Ken Hom was massive. So 20 years ago, Ken Hom was massive.
Yeah.
Way ahead of all the cookery shows that we now know. And there was just Ken Hom on BBC Two, yes, going around Hong Kong and places, the Far East, cooking up noodle dishes. It was extraordinary, you know, way before you could buy Szechuan peppers in Sainsbury's. Oh. You had to go and hunt out chef. I mean, literally.
It was basically medieval times.
Yes, exactly. The time I've spent looking for Szechuan peppers. Oh, Ken Hom's got a lot to answer for, but one of his noodle dishes I still cook to today. So, yeah, wow. I bought a book. Who knew?
Well, there's more books to come as well as I'm looking at your purchase history. But what I like about a cookbook is there's always one recipe you pick up per book that then stays with you for life. So there's like these little... each cookbook is a little increment on your journey through life. And so what is the one Ken Hom recipe that you've still got in your life, please?
It's Ken Hom Singapore noodles. Classic. Really easy to do. I wouldn't even have to use the book anymore. Just some sesame oil. You need some wet, you know, flat noodles. You need some prawns, a little bit of chicken thigh.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, it's a delicious dish. Or his fried rice as well. I still do his fried rice.
It's pretty healthy, right? It's pretty healthy.
There's a lot of carbs.
Oh, really?
Noodles, a lot of carbs. Rice, a lot of carbs.
I can see you're on the milkshakes there. Is this some sort of protein milkshake that you're having whilst we speak?
This is a mango and turmeric protein shake from the gym.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of what you eat after working out.
So turmeric...
And ahead of having lunch.
Turmeric has got the anti-inflammatory stuff, hasn't it?
Yeah, so that's... Oh, well done.
Thank you!
And mango has a bit of sugar, mm-hmm. And then I have some protein powder in it as well, so that then helps the sugar helps deliver the protein to the muscles.
I remember that when I worked with you. There was a lot of talk about Andy Peters' muscles when I first started. I was like, look at him. Hench, Peters.
Hench. Do you know what? I find that time in the gym really sort of, it's your own personal time. You can do what you want to do. Get on with it. In fact, I just realized I missed out something on one of my purchases. Mm. I think my gravity rings. You can buy anything on Amazon. I love it.
What's a gravity, what is a gravity ring, please?
Oh, they're two rings that you can hold and do exercises with. Imagine two rings on the end of a rope. You strap it to a tree and then you can do some exercises with it.
Okay, off you go. I see. I understand.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right. So, yeah. And so I love my training. I find that time in the gym really sort of, you can just get stuff done.
Mm.
And that's the most important thing to me, just getting stuff done in the gym.
You do it every day, don't you? It's a big part of your life.
I do it every day that I can do it. So there are days when physically I can't.
Yeah.
But those days are few and far between. I try and literally build everything around. What time can I go to the gym? Mm-hmm. When they're booking hotels for me? has it got a gym? He'll definitely want a gym. How close is the nearest gym? Yeah, their requests always have to be asked about me and my gym training.
Okay, most important thing, on the Andy Peters rider. See, we're already learning about you, Andy. Mm. All right, let's scooch on ahead now. 31st of December 2002. Again, more cookbooks, and we've gone for Delia. I mean, she's an institution. She's a genius. And it's we've got How to Cook Book 2 and How to Cook Book 3.
So her series had been on, her series How to Cook, where she taught us how to boil an egg. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Delia showed us how to boil an egg. Beautiful white books, beautiful, pristine looking books. Delia, you know, she's the goddess of home cooks. And, you know, they use somebody else's hands to do the cutaways of the hands whisking and the hands chopping. They're not always Delia's hands.
She's got a hand model.
Yeah. She's done the wide shot. And then she's like, right, I'm off. Somebody else can do the chopping in close up. Love that.
She's got to go and have an early lunch. Maybe she's got to hit the gym, Andy.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, well, and also she'll have a state of the art gym because the football club.
Yeah, of course that she owns. Of course.
Yeah, so she's in there. All the lads are like, "Hey, come on, darling, push that way. Go on, sweetie." Exactly. Actually, that's quite a good idea. If you buy a football team, you get a gym and a physio, and you probably have personal trainers.
Yeah.
If you wanted, yeah.
But surely, a training with professional footballers would be incredibly intimidating. Are you an intimidating person to be on a running machine next to? Are you one of those people who's just like going full on? Would I feel like, oh man, I need to catch up?
No, not at all. I do very limited cardio.
Okay.
But when I'm in the weight section, then yeah, be afraid. Be very afraid. This 50-year-old man is going to show you the door.
Oh, I nearly did a big loud swear then. 50-year-old man. 50.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
I still enjoy the fact that I can get to the gym and work out and stuff. Hey, I've been double vaccinated. Got my second vaccination yesterday.
Double jabbed. How was it? Everything okay?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, that noise was the drink finishing. Can I just finish the drink one sec? Because I don't like anything to go to waste.
Here's Andy Peters finishing his protein shake. Absolutely lovely. Really making sure it's all gone. Bom, bom, mommy, end of 2002. Also some music as well. I remember this album. I love this album. When I first moved to London, I listened to this a lot. Badly Drawn Boy About a Boy, the soundtrack to the movie. So beautiful. Such a gorgeous album. And also Madonna as well. Madonna, the Immaculate Collection. Come on.
Yeah, a bit random actually, because I'm not a Madonna fan in any shape, wave or form.
Yeah.
Why I bought her album, I don't know. I'm not an album listener. It could have been a present. I mean, I like Madonna songs and I listen to them and I don't know what the track from that album is. What's the number one hit from that album? I don't know. Is it a compilation?
It's the best of. It's kind of the best of at that point. Yeah. So it's just, it'll be like Material Girl and all that stuff. Best of.
Fine. So it's always good to have in the house.
Okay. What sort of music do you listen to then? Just easygoing stuff?
I'm a real mix of music, me. So I listen to Kiss, the radio station, a lot. So sort of dancey, upbeat. Mm-hmm. I've now started listening to Heart 80s a lot. So,
oh, hello.
You know. Oh, it's brilliant. Oh my gosh, it's brilliant. It's great. I can't even, it's extraordinary.
Yeah.
And then when you're feeling a bit, I'm out of the 80s. Oh, there's Heart 90s. I'll listen to a bit of that then. So those two have really, and I've only just discovered them, honestly, bit of a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, literally, that having been said, there are certain songs I don't need to hear again. Their rotation's quite small.
You get a dead song where you just think, I've heard this too many times. Come on, guys, we need to move on.
Yeah, and that pushes me then to the other station. Mm. And I'm literally like, you know.
It's the joy of being able to say, hey, smart device, take me back to the 90s, please. It's just instant time machine.
I've never even tried doing that. Can you say that to Andy, generic smart machine?
Andy, generic smart machine is ready and waiting. It's amazing.
In the house, I can do that.
Alexa, play me Absolute Radio 90s every day of my life at the moment, Andy. Every day of my life.
Oh, mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And that means you get a bit more rocky because it's Absolute.
Yeah, Absolute's great. But then you get the Brit pop, but it is with an emphasis on pop as well. So you get lots of...
I'm a bit more Heart because I worked at Capital.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a little bit more Heart stations, a little bit more, you know, a bit of Take That, a little bit of Britney, a little bit of Go West. We Close Our Eyes. That song is amazing.
Hang on.
That song is amazing.
This is my radio station. This is all magic. You need to come and listen to Magic.
Oh, do you listen to Magic?
I'm on Magic. I present on Magic. You need to come.
Oh, do you?
Yes, love. We're ready for you. We're ready for you. But you've just described the Magic playlist.
Oh, amazing.
Okay.
Magic FM.
Thank you very much.
I'm not sure any radio station uses FM anymore, but I'm old school.
The branding department will hear this and say, why did he say FM? Why doesn't he say Magic Radio? Every time. I had a question lined up then about them. Oh, Capital. So when did you work at Capital then?
I worked at Capital when I did Top of Pops about 2001. I used to do the weekend breakfast show. I did Kate and Andy's Hit Music Sunday. I did Andy and Emma Forbes.
Yes.
I stood in for Foxy. I did all sorts of things. So I was there in the London's number one hit music station days, as we used to call it. You have to start every link with those words. It was hilarious.
Yeah. They're very strict about things.
But it was fun.
They're very strict about things like that. All the housekeeping you've got to do. Very important.
We used to do things called crunch and rolls.
Yeah.
Are they now world famous? Does everyone do them?
No, crunch and rolls are a thing.
Because they got them from America. And we had a big demonstration and they played us all this sporty game. We need you to perform these things called crunch and rolls. And you could literally, this is all in a way. What the heck? Are you, this is like in the year 2000. What are you all talking about? A crunch and roll. This is a crunch and roll. Example A. And then James Cannon, who's got the most amazing voice, would have already been in like a week before making all the demos so we could hear them. So he knew what crunch and roll was. Yeah. I would sit there very smugly going, yeah, I know what crunch and roll is. We're all going, what's a crunch and roll? What's a-? So you'd either get James Cannon go, and they literally would go, crunch and roll, example A. Then you'd have James going, it's London's not worth it. And then they go, crunch and roll, example B. And then it would be Margarita Taylor's voice.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, the smooth sound of Margarita Taylor. Hey, it's me. And I was just like, I've no idea what this is. I don't know how to use it. I'm on at the weekend when none of the bosses are in the building. I'll play what I like.
Listen, I do Weekend Breakfast on Magic. It's the best slot for that exact reason. It's
honestly,
it's terrifying when you dep and you're actually on a show in the weekday and the bosses are in the building. Thank you.
Thank you. You're a man after my own heart. You do something and somebody would walk into the studio. I'd be like, can I help you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't quite so keen on that link. And why are you telling me? Who are you anyway? I've never even met you. Yeah, genuinely, I hated depping because people would be in the building. You think they are actually listening. I don't want them to listen.
Yeah.
I'm doing my show. They think I'm doing their show.
Yeah. Were you good as a presenter when you started out? Were you good at taking a note? Or because obviously you've got a very, very illustrious career as a producer and a commissioner as well. Were you good at taking a note as a presenter? Were you good at taking the feedback? Were you always like, I know what I'm doing. Thanks.
No. I was very receptive. Very, very receptive. Because remember, I'm classically BBC trained.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did 10 years at the BBC. Mm-hmm. So, and they're forever giving notes and saying, no, this is how we would like it to be done. If you don't mind. Well, I don't mind at all. I will, of course, do it the way you want it to be done. Whereas in the independent sector, it's a bit more, do it like that or we're fine. Then you bell. So, cool. So no, I was very good at taking notes. And actually, I'm a very big note giver, which you may well testify to.
So good.
I want everyone to be better. I want them to be the best they can be. And I've invariably done the job of the person I'm giving the notes to. So actually, do as I say, and hopefully you might be better at what you're doing.
Yeah, I remember it so clearly. I remember all of your notes so well, especially early doors. So to explain, I did a thing called Destination 3 on BBC 3. It was late night live links in between shows. And it was one of the first shows I did, and I thought it had gone really well. And you just walked past me and casually went, don't wave at the end. Because I was doing that, doing a lovely wave. And he was like, Tom, you look like you're on a bus. Yep, sure. Okay.
Yeah. Geffen Jones tells a great story, apparently. And I walked up to him and said, no more cardigans. And then carried on, walked off.
It's just a 4 or 5 word note. That's all we want. That's all.
Yeah. No more cardigans.
I love it.
What's the purchase history of this jokester? Stay tuned for my mate bought a toaster.
So look, here we are. This relates to your TV career as well. 30th of September 2003, Andy Peters, The Simpsons Series 3. Am I right in remembering you bought The Simpsons to Channel 4? Was that you?
Yes. So The Simpsons were on BBC 2, and at Channel 4, our boss at the time said, we need to go after The Simpsons. Fox, who just want as much money as possible, are going to put it up. And I was like, okay, let's go for it.
Mm.
And we had to give, you know, bid for the show, and lots of people bid, and Channel 4 won. And so we then got The Simpsons, and it's still on there now, which is great news. And actually, as you enter my house, I have a huge poster, which was our bus shelter campaign for The Simpsons. I've got one of the posters of Bart.
Oh.
It's called a 96 sheet. So it is the equivalent of 96 sheets of A4.
Oh, wow.
That's how big the poster is, yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you still get a buzz from the things which you did behind the scenes? Because you're very much in front of the camera at the moment. I know you've got lots of things.
Yeah.
Lots of fingers, many pies. But do you still get... Is it a comparable buzz when you're behind the camera, or did you always just want to end up back in front of the camera?
It's actually, for me, one of those really lovely things. I love being on television. I love the spontaneity. I love being me and, you know, making people laugh or smile or whatever. At the same time, I love producing. I genuinely still love producing. So when I see Dermot or Ben on the television or Margarita on Country Fire, I still go, oh my God, these are my kids. Yeah. These are the kids. Vernon, you know, I'm still so proud of producing them. And helping them get to where they are now. I am very much a proud father.
Nice.
You're kind of like the runt of the litter. But anyway, I have to say, with those others that I just mentioned.
Thanks for coming on the show, Andy.
All very successful on television.
Yeah.
It's all right. I looked through the list of other people. I'm the biggest star you've had.
Rufus Sewell will be furious about this.
I don't even know who Rufus Sewell is.
Well, that's your problem. That's your mistake.
Also, who's Rufus Sewell?
Also, Rufus Sewell is He's a really well-known actor. You're going to look at him and go, oh, him. Oh, God, him with the cheekbones. Mel Gudroich has been on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, to be fair, RUF brought up Rufus Sewell. So that's a good sign for him.
Okay.
I've never seen him before. Is he a baddie in James Bond?
No, he's in all sorts of movies. Very, very good cheekbones.
He was born in Hammersmith, though.
Yeah.
I love anyone who was born in Hammersmith. Love that.
Where were you born?
Chelsea.
All right, okay.
Hang on, let me look for the cheekbones that you just mentioned.
Look at the cheekbones. He's got wonderful cheekbones. You're going to be...
It's that thing. Wikipedia always uses like the worst picture of you.
Always. Every time.
They literally use the worst picture of everybody.
Yeah.
See, I'm looking through his films. Here's the problem. I've not seen any... A Knight's Tale, never seen that. The Legend of Zorro, never seen that.
He was in Victoria. Apparently. He was in Victoria on
Amazing
ITV.
Grace, The Holland. Gosh, he works a lot, though.
He does. He's very busy.
Hang on, television. Right, let me go to his most recent television. The Pale Horse, not seen.
Have you not watched The Man in the High Castle on Amazon? It's amazing.
No, Wrestler. I've genuinely never seen any of his TV shows. Literally never seen any of his TV shows. If you're not in bad, cheap American telly, I might not have seen you.
All right, come on, let's leave the Rufus Sewell tangent alone, Andy, because I've only got about 4 minutes left with you, and I'm trying to go through your purchase history. You are a proper Londoner, right? So born in London, schooled in London, all about the London, right? That's
I've never
you,
seen this man before in my life. Can I just say, I've never ever seen
you know what's going to happen now? In that way that life does, you will now come across him again in the next couple of days and go...
He'll be on Good Morning Britain next week.
Thank you.
He'll be like, Andy,
thank
you. Can you trail Rufus Sewell? I'll be like, oh, Rufus Sewell, born in Hammersmith. He's on after the break.
See?
Never seen this man in my entire life. But anyone born in Hammersmith is all right by me.
Fine.
I'm kind of a big Londoner. I love London. I love everything London stands for, apart from the congestion charge. I think, you know, it's a great city.
Get a bike, get an electric car. Come on, for God's sake.
We've got everything you need in that city of a London town. It's a great place.
Yeah, it's good.
It's better than New York. It's better than Buenos Aires.
It's nice for people to stick it. It's become a bit unfashionable for people to stand up and stick up for London recently. So I'm very much, very much happy to hear you say that.
Are you a Londoner?
No, I'm from South Wales, but I moved to London 20 years ago.
Okay, it doesn't count. You're either a Londoner or not. Don't think you're a caveat. Oh, but I've lived here 20 years. Doesn't matter. You're not a Londoner. You're Welsh.
But they don't accept me in Wales because I'm from the border. I'm from the bit where right on the border where Wales meets England. So I'm not accepted anywhere.
Is that Bridgend?
I'm a nomad. No, that's probably in Wales, Bridgend.
Oh, is it?
Right. I'm from Monmouthshire.
Oh, you're from a shire. Well, hang on a minute. You never mentioned you were from a shire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in that case, like Berkshire, Hampshire. Yeah. Monmouthshire. No one will know.
Have you heard of Monmouthshire before? Are we having a Rufus Sewell moment?
No.
This is
never heard of it.
I feel like there's an Educating Andy Peters podcast we could do. But you travel around a lot with work, right? Because you're always out and about with the cameras.
Do. Well, most recently, I went to the Outer Hebrides, the Inner Hebrides, the Highlands. So I did a massive tour of remote parts of Scotland, which was unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. Google Luxentire Beach.
Oh, yes, please.
Condé Nast voted, Condé Nast voted it one of the best beaches in the world, the best beach in the UK. It is extraordinary. You could be in the Bahamas. You could be on the coast in Australia. It's in the Isle of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides.
Oh, wow. I think the whole kind of having to stay in this country to go on holidays, that's going to be a good thing for so many people to discover places like that. We are so blessed on this island with some of these places.
Oh, I saw Lorraine today, Lorraine Kelly, clang, and she was like, the Scottish Tourist Board must love you. Because at the end of the week, I did this sort of little monologue of, I've spent the week here in Scotland, and I have to say, as somebody that's visited the Maldives numerous times, the Bahamas, Antigua, Turks and Caicos, I have to say that Scotland has offered me all of those things with warm people. I mean, literally, the only thing they couldn't get right was a flat white. But apart from that, loved the place.
Take flat white technology to Scotland and you've got the best country in the world.
Or just take your own personal barista. Put that on the rider list for future. Who's he? He's my personal barista. What? I'm not even joking. Why do we have to
park again? Love football? Can't wait for the season to hit its stride? Salivate over Super Sunday? Well, this podcast is probably not for you. If, however, you're tired of the hype, but part of you still loves the game, you could try the famous sloping pitch from Great Big Owl. With Chris England, Nick Hancock and guests, the famous sloping pitch, it's a podcast about football, not market traders.
All right, good. Look, here we go. 13th of December 2007, Andy Peters. Oh, lovely. We've got an Apple iPod Shuffle, a gigabyte, and the Casio W59 alarm chronograph watch. That is the classic Casio watch. I love this thing.
Love it.
Oh, she's a beauty.
Yeah, that's a beautiful... I love my watches. I really do. And probably one of my biggest expenses until I got an Apple Watch were just buying, not fancy watches, not crazy price watches, but a nice watch.
Yeah.
I think it's a measure of a good man is if he's wearing a nice watch. And so I started buying nice watches. And I always back in the day loved a Swatch watch. Yeah. I loved a Swatch watch and a Casio. Those were my two watches. Yeah. So when that popped up to buy the classic Casio, I thought, well, do you know what? I like it. It looks different. Yeah. It's a talking point. And I've still got Casio G-Shocks that, you know, that I would wear. The problem is now, I've gone Apple crazy. I couldn't now survive without my Apple Watch. Mm. That's the problem, which is very clever of them.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bit like Amazon. Very clever of Amazon. You know, I don't think I could survive without them.
They pull you into their, what do they call it? Like their ecosystem, some kind of gross misuse of a word like that. And with Apple stuff, you're complete. That's it. You're locked in now, but it's a great place to be. It's a great room. That's the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. And interesting, we're just talking about Amazon. From where I'm sitting now, there's an Amazon Fresh shop within a 5-minute walk. Oh. And it's a shop where you walk in and just take stuff. And it tracks you and you just leave. There's no checkout.
Hang on. You check in first and say hi?
Yeah, you check in, but you don't check out. You say, hello, I'm here. I'm coming into your shop. You pick up the things you want, put them in a bag or put them in your pockets. You walk out. Within 15 minutes, they send you an email that says, thanks very much. You bought X, Y, Z and we are charging your account this much money. It is so weird.
And didn't
you just feel like you're shoplifting?
Yeah, didn't part of you think, oh, come on, there's got to be a couple of things they haven't noticed. There's got to be. You've got to be checking.
Well, out. I went through the receipt thinking, go on, they've charged me for everything. The sirloin steak that I didn't really want, they've charged me for it. Damn it. But yeah, very funny experience.
So
very
weird.
Odd experience. Very weird. Yeah, I know.
You need to get a lead-lined bag. That's what you need to do. That'll probably do it, wouldn't it?
Well, I even tried thinking of taking something off the shelf and then putting it back on the shelf. I even took something off one shelf and put it back in another shelf.
I see.
It didn't charge me.
Andy Peters stress testing the Amazon shop model.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Love it. They've survived.
Come on.
All right. Then listen, Andy, here we go. I've got a bunch of things here which are kind of in your current shopping basket, shall we say. These are things you buy more recently. Okay. So we've gone into the past of Andy Peters. This is the present of Andy Peters now. And it's got fascinating things. You like your supplements, I think it's fair to say. We've got a little bit of Nature's Aid it's lysine, is that right?
Lysine. So I had shingles. So that's not, that one's, in fact, that's it's an amino acid. So I had shingles at the beginning of 2020? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Before COVID. Yeah, that's 2020, isn't it? Yeah. So I had shingles.
A horrible year.
Yeah, I know. One of the things they say you can get is afterwards you can become more susceptible to what's it called, cold sores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you've had shingles, that amino acid is good for suppressing them should you get them. By the grace of God, I've not had any. So I bought it and kept it, and that's it. It's in the cupboard. And that's what Amazon's so good at. They said L-carnitine. By the time I get to Boots, I'll have forgotten what it was. I can just get into the car, put it on there, it's delivered to my house the next day.
Yeah,
the convenience factor is why I use this platform so much.
Constantly. And to the point where things arrive and you're like, I have no recollection of buying this.
Oh, are you kidding me? Honestly, that's half my life. And then the added bonus, when we were doing Good Morning Britain from my garage, the production team would send stuff that they'd bought on Amazon as well. So boxes, I mean, I think my record was I had 8 deliveries in one day.
Wow.
From various, I know.
Wow, that's a problem.
8, and that's a lot of boxes. I've actually started recycling. Again, I never used to recycle. I suddenly was like, all of this cardboard. And so now I've started recycling.
You're telling me you've only just started recycling? In many ways, so advanced using these tillless shops. In other ways, So yeah. Very. Oh, come on, Andy. Well, good.
So behind.
Better late than never. That stuff when you were in the garage, loads of people were texting me saying you've got to get Andy Peters on your show because he's doing a show from his garage, and they could see yeah. all the Amazon purchases in the background. How was it doing the lockdown Andy Peters garage show? That must have been great fun.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. For me, it's the best kind of television. It's basic. You've got to think on your feet. You've got to create. There was literally just me and a cameraman. The shots, what we call a locked off shot, so he couldn't alter the shot because in the beginning, he used to just put the camera up and then go and sit in his car outside in his van because he wasn't allowed to. We weren't allowed to be in the garage together.
Yeah.
And so it was just like the broom cupboard. And if you think
you're
I spent 3 years in the broom cupboard,
you're back to yeah, broom cupboard.
It was that's exactly what it was. Aww. I was just back in the broom cupboard and making stuff out of nothing. You literally had zero budget, but you have to make it work, and that's what I did. And I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, fantastic, so good. It's what you're best at. You're also very, very, very good at buying moth killers. Look at this, the Manchester moth moth killers. Moth. Let's really unleash on these guys. Moths are just the worst creature. What is the point in clothes moths?
They have ruined so many of my jumpers. So much of my clothing has been ruined by moths. In Surrey, I live in Surrey, there's apparently been a massive moth problem for the last few years. They are everywhere. And to get them, I talked to Rentokil to see if I could work out how do you get rid of them. They said, well, they live in the carpet, apparently. Yeah. You'd have to relay your entire carpet. I'm like, well, I ain't doing that. I'll just keep buying moth killers. I have a house full. My house smells of lavender all the time. And I've started buying...
Little old lady house. You've got a little old lady house.
And I've started buying lots of Ziploc bags for jumpers and stuff that you can zip them closed so you don't have to hang them so they don't get them off. But bane of my life. And again, the only other good thing is they don't, when you kill them, you can vacuum them up. So I've got like a little dustbuster. So I just vacuum them up when they're on the wall or something. Because if you kill them on the wall, they smudge.
Yes, I've got that. I've got the ceiling as well. These horrible, these little moth skid marks.
Yeah, hoover them. Get the dustbuster. Just zap them up.
Interesting.
Yeah, always the best way.
They sort of evaporate in your hand as well.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, it's so weird. So weird.
Their whole existence is odd.
I bet you have a lot of moths, right? Because they love cashmere. And I remember you having, you were a cashmere fan. And that is like phyllo pastry for moths.
Yes. Oh, but not anymore because I've got so many lavender bags. And everything, the cashmere is all now in a Ziploc plastic bag. Everything. As I wear it, I put it into a Ziploc plastic, which again, I've bought tons of them. But again, the moths took me on. I'm fighting back.
You were at war, you see.
I'm at war.
Don't mess with Andy Peters.
This is what people
in the know have always said. This is what we've always said about you. Root beer as well. You fan of root beer?
Oh, look what I've just found.
There we go. So basically, Andy's in Piers Morgan's old dressing room as we speak, which is currently
the whole supply of these.
Oh, you've got the Good Morning Britain ITV mugs. Can we have one, please? Can you just grab one for me?
There's a whole box of them. Hang on, 36 mugs. Oh, there's loads. I'll take that one anyway because I haven't got one at home.
Get one of those, please. And you can put some root beer into your Good Morning Britain mug.
I love root beer. I don't drink, so I buy really high sugar fizzy drinks from America. Yeah. Root beer is one of them, and Pineapple Fanta is the other. I don't know if I bought the pineapple. It's so funny because I try and I drink a lot of Coca Cola. So
full fat.
Yeah, full fat. There is a green one, but you can never seem to get it. Actually. Yeah. I check back periodically to see if they've got it on Amazon.
Amazon's an amazing place. If you want to get American sugary foods, Amazon's the place to go.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, always.
That's a lot.
So it's Amazon. Coke with stevia. So it has 50% sugar, 50% stevia. It's really, really nice. And it doesn't taste too rank. I don't like diet drinks. They all taste rank. No, they haven't got any.
I'd rather have sugar than aspartame. You have a sweet tooth.
But you're absolutely right, though. That's my whole thing. Your body knows what sugar is.
Mm-hmm.
Cavemen ate sugar. Everybody eats sugar. Aspartame, asterisk, found to cause cancer in rats in a survey in a lab. No one, your body didn't know what that is. So I'd rather eat sugar that my body knows. And remember, sugar is a natural product.
Yeah.
In America, a lot of their drinks use high fructose corn syrup, which is a manufactured product. Sweeter than sugar, cheaper than sugar.
Oh, it's good. They put it in bread.
That's what I was about to say. It's even in their bread. So I would rather have sugar, normal sugar, and enjoy sugar. And do you know what? As you said, I go to the gym as much as I can, and that so that I can live a life where I eat food that I want to eat as opposed to food that I'm like being told to eat. Because for me, if I have a meal, I want to be happy at the end of the meal. Not miserable.
This is the thing. You won't be told. You won't be told. And you can see you're looking after your teeth as well. You're having all that sugar. You've got the Colgate Fluoroguard Daily Rinse mouthwash. It's a lovely mouthwash.
Okay. A dentist told me, he said, that's the mouthwash you want to get. And you use it. So you don't use it when you brush your teeth. You use it somewhere else in the day just to boost the fluoride around your teeth. So after you've had your lunch, where you might not brush your teeth, use Fluoroguard Daily. And then, yeah. And also, it's quite hard to come by. So again, it's another one of those products where Amazon has really worked to treat, because it's hard to find in supermarkets and stuff. But again, see it on there, buy eight. Same with my Gillette shaver blade.
Yes.
When you see it on there.
This is all on your buy agains.
Yeah, on that. Yeah, exactly. It's so weird that you could see what I've bought.
I'm enjoying it so much.
Yeah, so, you know, and it's, yeah, that's good.
Also the Colgate Pro Clinical 3. So there's a lot of tooth products on your buy against. Also vitamin D. Everyone's going on about the vitamin D, especially in this country.
It's been a year of vitamin D, and again we were led to believe that it might help in the fight against COVID. Mm-hmm. So I got some, and it's high quality. I never buy the thing that's promoted on Do you know what I mean? It goes promoted. I think you're there just paying to be at the
top. Yeah,
I want to go and find the thing that's got good reviews and looks, you know, a lot of it's done on packaging, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, all that packaging looks nice.
Yes, totally. Oh, I love the colour of that. Bright red. Mm.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Red, it must mean the end of plaque. I'm definitely buying it. Yeah, works for me. It's true, though, isn't it?
All my teeth will be red. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
That's how our brains work. Listen, before you go, Andy, let's find one more article in your buy agains, right? It's quite an odd one. This is quite an odd one.
I think I know what you're going to say.
I can see a L'Oreal Magic Retouch Instant Root Concealer Spray.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, see, I taught you well. Another one I can be proud of.
Can I be one of your children? Please, Daddy, please.
You could be. You are one of the chosen ones now. When I talk, I'll be like, there's Dermot, there's Vernon, there's Margarita Taylor, there's Tom Pry. Google him, Magic Radio.
And then Google Rupert Sewell. Then you'll see.
Well, look, I'm a man of a certain age. Occasionally, a grey hair pops up, and it's really funny because you can't see it on screen. And I saw the advert for this with maybe Jennifer Aniston or one of that lot going, look, it's great. You just use it to touch it up. And I'm like, well, I better get that just in case I need it. And so occasionally, when I see a grey hair and I can't pick it out, I go, I've got that spray.
Done it.
And then I've used so much of it. It's brilliant. not so much that I'm grey, but occasionally I'm like, there's one bit here that always looks really grey.
Right at the front.
And I'm paranoid.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm paranoid about it. So I just go, and that's it. Done.
It's quite statesmanlike to have a little bit of grey. People might think of you as more, you know, voice of authority.
Chad McDonald's got this space covered. He can do the grey. I'll just stick with my hair's all jet black.
Okay, all right. Leave Trevor McDonald for the future. Andy Peters, thank you so much for joining me on My Mate Bought a Toaster. This has been a fascinating insight into the real Andy Peters. And no surprises, everything I already knew, but I'm just glad my listeners now know it as well.
I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Tom. Honestly, what a great idea. I'm going to start listening more.
Yes, please.
Well, I'm going to listen for the first time.
Thanks, Andy. It was too much. No too worries. Truthful. Everyone's got truthful.
Everyone's got to start somewhere, so I need to listen. I'm going to listen to Rufus Sewell. What is his name again?
Rufus Sewell. He's one of our finest actors. He really is. He's ever.
How did you get him then? How did you get him?
Because I was in a show with him, so I just did.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
What show?
Thanks for the surprise. I was in Victoria. I was in Victoria on ITV with him.
Station.
I have been working, you know, in the last.
You met him at Victoria Station.
Victoria on the Piccadilly, on the Victoria line. No, on the ITV line. We were on a show called Victoria. Have you never watched Victoria?
What were you doing?
Jenna Coleman.
What were you doing on it? What were you doing on it?
In the lights. No, I was acting on it, wasn't I? I was doing the acting on it.
Seriously?
Oh my God. Look up. This is kept his interest going, isn't it? Look up.
No, hang on.
Tom Price.
Are you like really famous now? Right, hang on. I'm on the Rufus Sewell thing, and I saw that word Victoria. I did see it.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Is it television or film?
Television on ITV.
Television. Right. Hang on.
Look up the Duke of Sutherland.
Seven episodes he was in. How many episodes were you in?
Six or seven as well, I think.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Thanks. Got to wear a costume and a wig. It was an absolute win.
Oh, they didn't put your name in.
Nice.
The thing.
No, that was a mistake.
I know.
Yeah, that needs to be edited. That's fine. I can get into that. It's always nice at the end of your podcast when your guest starts to Google you. This is a definite first.
No, this is good for you. I'm so pleased.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm like, what? Are you on series one?
Yeah. Blink and you'll miss me. Brilliant. But yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, don't say that, because if I go to watch it, I'll be mortified if I don't see you.
You will enjoy the show.
Will I?
Yeah.
Is it period?
Yes. Do you like period stuff?
I'm not a big fan of period. No, I can't lie. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the period drama. Oh, there we are. Oh, it's on BritBox.
Have you got BritBox? I haven't got BritBox yet.
No, you're kidding me. I'm refuse to pay. It's like $7.99. To watch Only Fools and Horses?
I've already got an iPlayer. I've already got BBC. What am I doing? I've got license fee done. Thank you.
Oh, but hang on. Well, so it was on ITV, though.
Yeah.
So it's not on ITV Hub. No. ITV Hub have pushed it to...
This is what they're doing.
ITV Hub have... Yeah.
They're using BritBox for. It's like...
Which series are you in? Which series?
One and two, Andy. It's one and two.
No, oh, hello. Two.
Just get a listen.
Big deal. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Big deal. Boom. I'm loving this,
Bit of respect, finally. Sure, we should have done this at the beginning of the interview. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Let's just see if... Oh, there's your friend. What's his... Look.
Roofy. Yeah. Yeah.
There, he's like one of the thumbnails.
Yeah, the Clockwork Prince. Lovely episodes.
I literally never seen that man before in my life.
You'll see him everywhere now. I guarantee you'll see him everywhere.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this, Andy. I really, genuinely, all joking aside, I'm so happy that you've done
it. It's lovely to see you, and I'm so glad you're so well, and thank you for having me on the show. I mean that as well, so thank you. And it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Thanks, love. I'll see you soon.
All right, mister.
All right, lots of love.
I'm going to go search for some food. See you later.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye, 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 bye.
Please don't wave.
I can't believe I did it. No! That's my end point.
See you later.
Oh, I did wave as well. Genuinely, did a nice big wave. I think it was double-handed. Oh. Anyway, that was Andy Peters. Isn't he brilliant? I absolutely love that man, and I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you for listening, guys. That's the end of today's episode. Next week, Ronnie and Kona is going to be my guest on Mind My Bought a Toaster. That was recorded live at the London Podcast Festival. I had family in as well that night. Oh, my goodness. Doing comedy to your family, especially your disapproving brother who can't understand why you're not a lawyer. In fact, I think you can hear him in the audience several times grunting, begrudgingly laughing. Anyway, let's not dig too deep into my family history. Anyway, Ronnie Ancona, she will be my guest next week. It's a great episode. That was a lot of fun. Also, I recorded one today. I shouldn't tell you this because I think it's gone straight into my top three favourite ever. I'm not going to tell you who it was, but it was just so fantastic. And that will be coming out very soon as well. So, Ronnie Ancona next week. That's Andy Peters. Patreon.com/toasterpod. If you want to give the podcast a helping hand, that would be much appreciated. The Ronnie Ancona episode will be up on Patreon very, very soon indeed. Toasterpod on Twitter. And that's it, really. Have a nice life. See you next week now. Patreon.com/toasterpod.